Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The story of Hanukkah looks at the past and the future. That's the headline. Steve Herzig comes to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
In 168 B.C., Keslev 25, December the 25th, on the Jewish calendar, it's Keslev 25, Antiochus Epiphanes came into Jerusalem. Now, you take it from there. What did that crazy madman do?
He wanted to actually attack Egypt, and the Romans rebuffed him. And in his anger, he came against Israel, and he wanted to assimilate them at best, and at worst, annihilate them. And the best way to do that, he felt, was to sanction some laws, pass laws, make laws, to make it illegal to practice Judaism. Then he went to the temple, the heart of Jewish worship, and desecrated the temple by killing a pig on the altar. And there was a family by the name of Maccabee. Judah Maccabee was the son, Mattathias was the father. Mattathias, when he asked for someone to come forward to slay the pig and compromise their faith, Mattathias killed the soldier. His sons rose to the occasion. They wiped out the soldiers and fled to the mountains. So they came down, they would attack and go back up into the hills. And the Maccabees rallied the people and in a three-year period of time turned back Antiochus and his soldiers, got back to the temple, rededicated the temple. And the story is, for the purposes of Hanukkah, that there was only a small cruse of oil left, only enough for 24 hours. And so the people took that oil, put it in the temple menorah, and instead of burning for 24 hours, Jimmy, the story is it burned 8 days, enough time to get the special priestly oil that was sanctioned by the priest. To keep that menorah going, instead of 24 hours, it lasted 8 days. And so to this day, Jewish people light their menorahs, one candle each day, and they have a nine-branch Hanukkah that memorializes that miracle.
Steve Herzig, National Director of Friends of Israel, and the details behind Hanukkah. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The Jewish holy day of Hanukkah reveals what happened to the Jewish people during the 400-year period of time between the end of the Old Testament and the beginning of the New Testament. The ancient Jewish prophet Daniel foretold this fact of history in the prophecy of Daniel chapter 11 verses 21 to 35. There are two items in this historic account that look into the future as well. Antiochus Epiphanes is a prototype of the Antichrist, and the abomination of desolation was spoken of in Matthew chapter 24, verse 15, when Jesus talked about this event that will take place in the tribulation period. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...